I'm on another level. I'm on another level. Let's go. I'm on another level.
Hey, Father, what's up?
Got me wrestling the devil.
Hey.
Chris.
Hey,
Mike.
What up?
How y'all
what
doing?
Up? What it
Mike,
do?
Yeah, what's happening?
Hey, Chris, you missed it, cuz, but Mike know what it is. I'm still glowing after this weekend.
So I heard. So tell me about
Listen
it. What happened?
To me, Linda.
Mm-hmm.
It was different. It was for those of y'all that don't know, shout out to everybody that's following us on the Instagram, on the gram. Y'all know we have our Next Level Speakers Academy, close to 1,000 members, you know what I'm saying, current or aspiring motivational speakers, but we also have our Next Level Speakers Elite program. And that is for people who want, you know, more training from me. They get to travel with me. My team builds out their branding, their logo. Like, we have private events, like mastermind events, where we put them on stage. And Chris, I got a text from the homie Mike. Mike was like, bro, I'm hearing about this Elite Mastermind. I'm pulling up. Guess what I told him, Chris? Take a guess what I said.
What'd you say?
I said, what'd I say, Mike?
You said, what you waiting for? Pull up.
Pull up. Stop playing. You know what I'm saying? I said diapers. Get it? Diapers, pull-ups.
He said he was going to FaceTime me, but something happened, I think.
Oh, yeah. No,
he told me I bet not, and I got scared.
He pulled up. And that's one thing about Mike. Shout out to the homie Mikey. He something might be happening. He will fly across the country to be there. And it was great, man. So shout out to everybody that took stage, that spoke.
Jay.
It was an amazing.
Jay.
It was crazy,
just,
right?
Just in the spirit of excellence right now, you made a little error in your speech. You was in the middle giving me a shout out, and then you shouted out somebody else named Mikey. Who was you saying at that time?
Yeah, my bad, bro.
No, it's all good. I just want to make sure we keep it next level.
If it was next level, that wouldn't have bothered you, but I get it. You're still sensitive about that. And so I apologize, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because that's not what you wanted. So I got to just do better.
I'm going to let you have it, Jay. I'm telling you. I told God in 2022, I ain't taking no more else. I ain't taking no more, Jay. That includes you.
You ain't taking no more love. You ain't taking no more love for your boy. You feel me? It's all good. It's all good. Hey, look. Mike, you enjoy yourself though? Whatever. You enjoyed yourself though?
It was different, man. Bro, it was different. Like, it really was different, man.
You know what? No. Bump that, bro. You don't get to pull up to masterminds and kick it with the squad and do that, and then you tripping if I call you Mikey. That's getting out of hand now, dog. I don't ask for a lot. Come on, bro.
Hey, hold on. Let me tell the people
Michael
what
Jordan
I just heard.
Be like, man, why y'all keep calling me MJ? I'm just anyway.
No. Hey. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and shut this down. You see, because Jeremy's elite in his pettiness. Okay, he's next level in his pettiness. Let me tell you what Jay just did. Jay just said, Mike, there you are not going to tell me that I can sit here and bless you and let you be a part of all this stuff and then not disrespect you in front of everybody. He said, you're just going to accept my disrespect. I don't care what you think your name is. You're going to let me call you Mikey because I'm a bully. And what I say is that you're going to accept this name Mikey no matter what. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm telling you, don't worry, y'all. Don't worry.
I can hold my own. Strong words.
I'm going to get the bottom bunk in my cell. What y'all hear?
Okay.
You know what? For the record, there's no more Mikey. It's all Big Mike.
My guy.
My guy.
Let me
find out.
Listeners, don't hold you to it.
At the Next Level Speakers Elite.
Bro, it's life-changing, man. It's something about being in the room. Like, I don't want to get too deep, but environment is everything. Mm-hmm. And of course, we go out of our way to make sure that everybody feels a part of the family when you join the Next Level community. But the elite, being a part of this elite experience, the energy is just, they're just adamant. Everybody is ready to win right now. They're ready for the challenges. They're ready for the next opportunity. They're ready to do the work. They're ready to be uncomfortable. And everybody is signing up for all of that to lead them to where it is that God has called them to be, man. It is absolutely incredible, man.
In this past, and here's the thing, and this is what I realized, Mike, and I'm going to let you speak on it, and then we're going to really talk about what we're talking about today. But like in the elite program, you know, we do their, so if you come to me, Crystal, and you say, hey, Jeremy, I really want to be a speaker. I'm ready to take LA by storm. Like, so we build mm-hmm. out your website, your branding, your logo, your EPK, which is the electronic press kit. We have these mm-hmm. events where we put you on stage. We take high quality professional photos of you. And the stage was litty. If y'all see my mm-hmm. Instagram, mm-hmm. anybody that's on my Instagram, look at my gram, the pictures was crazy. And we take video of you, and then we do interviews, and we put together speaker reels. Like we do so, and then we eat at the best restaurants in Atlanta because I treat my people. I'm Mr. Over Delivery.
Of course.
I love it.
But beyond all of that, can you talk about what you saw it did for people's hearts and souls, Mike? Remember that last hour? It was supposed to be a Q&A, but it was like a crying session, bro. Let the people know.
It's like, so it's almost like introducing what is the connectivity between fraternity and blood related? Like it's somewhere right before it's like, dang, have I known you my whole life? Like what's going on? You know what I'm saying? Like it really is like that. I just think that it's different, man.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I'm speaking to, Crystal. Mm-hmm. At near the end, we always do like this round table. And it was mm-hmm. only like maybe 30 people there, including our team. So maybe like 22 people in the Elite Mastermind that came. It's a very close, like inner circle tight-knit community. Like my wife's there, my kids is there. And so they supposed to be asking questions like, hey, Jeremy, how can I leverage this contract? How can I get at this university? This press kit? Like we supposed to be talking about that. And people, one dude was like, yo, I ain't never had no family, and broke into tears. Yo, y'all have become my family. I was like, yo, homegirl, Lala was just like, yo, Lala, I ain't talked to you in years. Y'all was giving me, like, it was just so different. One of my other guys,
chills. Hold up.
Yes. Mm. I mean, shout out to Shaquan, because he recommended. I'm praise God for you, Q, that you trusted one of your close friends with our community. But he got emotional. Like everybody was just like, yo, what I'm getting here is so fulfilling. Beyond the game, beyond the contracts. Like I highlighted one of our guys that secured $500,000 in school contracts with his curriculum. Like we give game and we get results. But what is the profit of the man to gain the world but lose his soul? So I'm big on the component. And to see, man, how God was just moving in people's hearts, it was different, man. So I'm still kind of glowing off of that weekend. You know what I'm saying? It was special.
You know, you spoke about, Jay, you spoke about Lala's comment, man. The thing about Lala that hit so crazy for me is that she talked about how she had got used to being strong because she had lived so long without support. So she had focused in all her energy on doing it alone. And she didn't know that there were communities that existed where she could be strong with a family still, where she could still be herself, but still have reliable people who actually loved and believed in her to pour into her and to have her back as a community. And that really changed, man. And I remember hearing her speak. And I was like, I'm coming up to this girl after we finish talking. I'm going to just let her know how much I appreciate her being vulnerable, but also how much that impacted me. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Lala Bradford on Instagram if y'all want to, man. She's doing amazing stuff, man.
And these are things, I'm going to be honest with y'all, Chris. These are things I'm always thinking about. Like as a business owner, you know, as a visionary leader, even as a CEO, sometimes I struggle with, okay, when do I put my CEO hat on and when do I put my minister hat? And so they didn't sign up for spiritual healing and that. They were just like, yo, I want to be close to Jeremy. I want to be able to travel with him, be backstage at his gigs. I want his company to build out my brand the way they build out his brand. But they get their heart stuff. Even as a CEO and a business owner, I don't know. Right. I just try to be who God wants me to be. I'm in a weird place.
And that's also some of the foundation that a lot of people, like, you know, really want to become, the need to become CEOs. Like they need that family, they need that support system, that village, that community. And so if they're going to the conference, this like y'all setting them up to just, you know, walk out the door and be CEOs. controller of their own, you know, destiny. And a lot of people sadly don't become CEOs because they don't feel like they have a support system. And so that speaks to why people aren't CEOs yet. I mean, that financials, there's a lot of financial stuff that goes into it too. Being a CEO is a lot.
Yeah, but I'm gonna be honest, man. I don't want to say being a CEO is overrated, but it's not easy. You know, it's not. And so, you know, so everybody that's listening, right? You might ask yourself, okay, how come I'm not a CEO? Well, you might say, well, I ain't really trying to be one. Like, I don't want all that on me. I want better, like working as a team, and you let me know what the mission is, and I'm gonna help you execute that mission. Like, I'm always affirm our squad. I'm always affirm our team publicly and privately. Like, the squad don't even really know. I've said, but they don't even know the prayers that me and Tracy be praying, the things that they want to be able to do for them, the positions they want to put us in. Mm-hmm. I mean, that we want to be able to put them in. Cause I realized, like, I wouldn't be here. You know what I'm saying? But I do realize, like, yo, everybody can't be the coach.
Right. Facts. But everybody also, that's true.
Everybody can't be the head chef. Everybody can't be that CEO. But for those who want to, it's just like, how come you aren't? Is that kind of what you allude to?
I mean, yes. But also, just even going into your empire, you allow people to essentially take their own, like, positions and run it. So they are running it like a CEO. They just don't have the financial responsibility that you have, you know, as the head of the company, but you give them autonomy to be able to go and do that. And so in a way you're preparing them. So if they, whatever they want to do, they can take the next, you know, but nobody wants to leave you because I mean, you to go anyway.
Okay. Throw that in there.
Mike calls me a bully, but I'm gonna stay flowing. But I mean, it's all good. But I'll say this:
I was a great winner.
Yeah, but as soon as I call you Mikey, it's like I'm Darth Vader. I'm the bad guy, so it's cool.
Watch your mouth.
Oh my god!
You got all the rest of the words in the world. But just leave that one out. Come on, big boss.
Let's go back. Everybody can be the captain of the ship, and you're right.
You feel me? Some people gotta just, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to create the type of environment where, you know, my team doesn't want to leave. Or if they do leave, they like, yo, Jay, it's been great. It's been a great 8 years. I'm gonna transition this next year. Like, don't drop it at the last minute. And I'm embarking upon my own company, and I'm looking for an investor. If you leave for another company, I might be a little hurt. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to be the best leader and CEO. But I do feel like that in today's society, I feel like we bash people who work for companies. Mm-hmm. I seen one of my homeboys, I ain't going to call him out, but he one of my influencer friends in Atlanta. And I had to tell him, like, bro, that's not cool. He was on Instagram. He was like, you still working for your boss? You still working for your boss? Yeah. And I get it. He was trying to motivate them to step out and fulfill their purpose. I said, bro, you got about 8 or 9 people that work for your company. What if your team watched that video? They might feel a certain type of way. Yeah. I don't work for my boss no more, homeboy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like it's a balance, you know?
Yeah.
Now, again, if somebody out here is like, yo, I want to be that CEO. I want to be that chief executive officer. I want to be that person calling the shots. I want to be that person that can execute and manage a team. But you're not there yet. That's some stuff you got to work on, right? Are you a good senior sales executive? Are you a good, you know what I'm saying, area regional manager before you get there? But for all the people out there that still work for companies and you have not started your own business and you do not have your own thing, like, yo, there ain't nothing wrong with that. I would not be where I am today. I would not be in my dream home. I would not be where I am in life. We would not have these companies if it wasn't for my team. Truth be told, we are severely understaffed. We're trying to balance payroll and the budget. When do we bring on more people? Like, yo, this thing is not easy. Come on, now we're going to talk that talk. Like, I had to take a mental health break a few weeks ago and almost had like a breakdown, like a mental breakdown. Like, I was in such a weird place. Like, this thing is not pretty. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to take 36 hours. I got me a little hotel suite downtown. I ain't talked to nobody for a day and a half except for my wife and homegirl that was giving me a massage. I went to a little, you know what I'm saying, get my feet rubbed and, you know, get a little massage. But, like, I ain't talked to no. I just had to reset my mind. Because this thing is heavy. What they say, heavy is the head that wears the crown. Like, yo, that's real. And so I just want to speak to that. There are a lot of people out here be like, go out here, quit your job, fire your boss. People might not want to. They can be doing what God called them to do. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chris. Don't get me started.
No, I was going to say, you're right. And it has to be two sides of the, you know, the coin. I was talking to a girl the other day. And she said she doesn't want to ever like be a business owner because it's a lot of stress. She said, I make a lot of money doing my job, doing it well, being the best at what I do. She said, I don't want to take on a headache of having to, you know, then manage other people and produce certain results in order to be sustainable. She said, if this job don't work out, I can go somewhere else with my credentials and get another job. She said, and that's fine for me. She said, it makes enough money for me to have the lifestyle that I want. And I don't have to strive to just, you know, break myself to try to meet a quota every month to pay my staff. So I was like, well, I mean, she's right. She's right about that. Yeah. On the other
Chris, that's where I'm at. Like, I think like Jay said before, like I'm excited to be an employee. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because to mix in, I feel like you said, like Jay allows us to be CEOs of our position. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I got complete freedom in who I am and what I've been called to do, where I'm being placed at. Like, being a CEO is just as disgusting to me as working in the place that's not my purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, that ain't what I'm here for. I have just enough energy and just enough motivation, just enough drive and just enough focus to focus on where I've been called to. Like, I want to be excellent and dominate my space that I've been called to. And I find a lot of peace and a lot of satisfaction in that space. Don't bring me here asking me to oversee everybody, make sure everybody else is good. No, I'm selfish with my purpose right now. Like, yeah, like, if you need me to hold on, what you about to say, Jay? What's up?
I was going to highlight something, bro. It's not even make sure I oversee everybody and make sure they good, make sure they operating at peak performance, making sure that they get coaching, making sure that you're able to speak their business love language, because everybody works differently. Some are I's, some are S's, some are D's, some are C's. Like, some are introverts, some are extroverts. Some you can, you know, can execute right away. If we all have different learning styles, different personalities. Like, yo, that can be stressful because it's not robots. You're dealing with people, with thoughts and feelings, emotions. Then you got to be able to reduce the cost and manage a budget and drive sales and make sure payroll is met. Like, yeah, bro, that thing can be disgusting if you're not really built for it.
Yeah,
I just had to highlight that. It's more than just working with a bunch of people. It's all these other small nuances.
Yes, you are accountable for everyone and everything that happens. I said you're accountable for everyone and everything that happens within your organization. It's a huge responsibility. Yeah.
And for me, I'm not saying that it's always off the table, but people don't always have to look at their life and see themselves as CEOs as the only option. Like, that may be something that as I mature and as I grow, yeah, okay, cool. Dang, God, look at this. Okay, shoot, I can see myself being a CEO of my own thing now. All right, cool. That's a blessing for that time. But for right now, I am ecstatic to be in the position where God has brought me. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Man. Yeah, it does. And then when you look at the other side of it too, but go ahead, Jeremy.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, when you look at it at the other side too, it's like some people just are not meant to work for anybody else. They just, it's something in them. And they're like, every job they have is like, look, this ain't it for me. Like, they aren't built to work for other people. And so It's not even just like a discipline thing. Sometimes it can be a discipline thing, but for the people that really know that they are meant to be entrepreneurs, that they are not meant to work for somebody else, it's a feeling. It's a drive. It's a different.
So let's rephrase it. I can't tell you to rephrase it, but I would probably say maybe not use the word built, because you said some people not built for it. maybe they're not wired for it. Because when I say built for it, it's like, okay, I'm intentionally being built for something. But some people might not be wired for certain things. But I feel like every good business owner, every good CEO at some point has to be a good employee. How are you going to expect your team or your employees to be something that you could not be? How are you going to expect other people to follow your orders if you're not disciplined enough to follow orders? Like before you first lead, you have to be able to follow. So I feel exactly what you're saying, because I know I've got friends and family members, cousins. It's like, man, you cannot keep a job. And it's just like, even if you do start your own company, how successful are you going to be? If you can't lead yourself.
Exactly. Well, see, there's that. Yes. Most people do go through the employment phase, but at some point they feel, okay, I want more. I want something different. I want something more fulfilling. And so when I say they're not built for it, they're not wired for it. As you've said, it just rubs, like there's something that just doesn't sit right with them being just an employee for some people.
And especially again, if you're like, in like a little cubicle, it's like you're about to go out your mind. Like, I know my purpose is bigger than just this little 6x4 and I'm calling and answering. Shout out to all of y'all. Let me just be balanced here. Shout out to all of y'all, whether you flipping burgers, whether you working in the call center, whether you're in the healthcare field, whether you're an aspiring or current entrepreneur, whether you're a freelance designer, whether you're making beats, like shout out to those of y'all that's doing something every single day and you really don't like it, you really don't love it, but it's putting food on the table, you paying the bills. Like, I do want to shout you out because I know that's not easy to show up every single day and you put work in an area that you're really not excited about. So I do want to shout that out, but I will tell you this right here. There is something special when you tell yourself, I'm going to be disciplined, I'm going to be laser sharp focused, I'm going to move past my feelings and get the job done. Because what's happening is something now is growing inside you that's going to prepare you, that's going to put you in a position to one day you can own your own company. Because how dare you tell your future employees, I'm going to speak it over your life, right? How dare you tell your future employees that they got to fight through it, that they got to be disciplined, that they got to be focused, that they got to do the job and they got to execute if you're not able to do that in your current position. So some of you will never get that promotion. You'll never be that CEO. You'll never be that vice president until you learn the lesson that you're supposed to learn on the level that you're on right now. So I know you see entrepreneurs. I know you see the hustlers. I know you see the grinders, people out here building their own legacy. And you feel like, man, I wish I had that. I wish I could do that. But you might not know the grind. You might not know the discipline. You might not know the mental agony that it takes. You might not know the 16, 18 hour days. You might not know all of those different things that it takes to become that person. And so just know that where God has you at now, be faithful over the few. That's why we got about 18 different team members across our companies, because I've been faithful over the few. Now he can make me ruler over a little bit. Soon it will be many. I know what the scripture says, but this is still a little bit. I'm soon enough, I'm going to have 45 employees. After that, I'm going to have 112 employees. I feel like I'm just getting started. So even when I complain about some things I'm having to endure as a CEO, God is just showing me like, brother, you want to complain or you want to train? Because this is all training. This is all preparation to help you go to that next level. You feel me?
There it is. I don't even know what to say after that.
It got me over here with the stank face. I got a question for y'all. The thing for me is that I have people in my life who see so much potential in me. They're like, Mike, why you ain't doing your own thing yet? Why you should be doing your own thing? And I'm like, y'all, listen to me. Your own thing is a lot. My process for me is like you said, like I need to make sure that I'm underneath someone who I look up to, who I respect, who I see doing excellent business, who I see living on a next level, so that I can even model that. I don't even know how to step out into trying to be something that other people see. And for me, I got to be true to myself. Before I do anybody else's vision, I got to live out my own purpose, the way that I see that God has called me to it. Trying to do something because somebody else feels that they see something for you that you don't feel for yourself, even if it's just at the moment, it feels like extra weight. I don't know how to explain it, but I hear a lot.
It's almost like, it's almost like, don't put that. It's almost like, don't put that on me. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put that on me.
You said, hey, there are some folks that I want to do. There are some things that I would like to, it could be cool. People see that in me, but I would rather be under a covering of somebody where I can learn, I can add value, I can be a part of something bigger than myself. And then you might look up in 4 years or in 2 years or in 6 years and say, I'm ready to branch out. And that, bro, that's the heart. That's the heart God gave me. Man, I promise you, Ed is right over here. Ed, when you told me that one day you want to open up a coffee shop, what was my response real quick? Say it loud.
Oh, you said to research. Yep. And you'll be ready to invest.
Oh, stop playing with it. And my executive sister, Ed quit her job 7 years ago. I'm on God. This is who I am as a person. Ed was like, man, boss, she been told me she's going to retire from our company. She was like, I think I might want to open up a coffee shop. What was you going to call it? Something with beans, right?
Espresso.
Get it, Ebony?
Wow, I love it.
I like it.
See, I put this out here to tens of thousands of people. So go ahead and get the copyright for that. I promise you, I will call my attorney in front of our listeners, try to take that name real quick. But think about it. My response was like, yo, when that time comes, do the research, find you a mentor in that space, and I'll invest. I promise you, if Ryan says, yo, Jay, I've been saving up, and, you know, in 2023, it's me and Sherry's goal to do real estate, and we're going to set a goal to flip a few property. I promise you, I'm going to be like, bet, bro, let me know how I can help jumpstart it. Let me know how I can help support it. When Javen, who traveled with me all over the world as a videographer and captured the Grace Tour, Bermuda, Grand Cayman Islands, India, Australia, South Africa. My man traveled the world with me for years. It got to a point where he was like, yo, Jay, I'm ready to go off and do my own thing. I promise you, I was like, fly, butterfly, fly. That's my heart. You feel me? I want to see people go and excel. How can I be talking about next level if I want to keep people where they are? And so you're right, Mike, you need a company or organization, like whenever you do, that's going to support that growth that you have. And truth be told, let me share one more thing, CEO talk. I had somebody, I ain't going to call him out, and I rock with him. I thought he was supposed to have a role within our company. I flew him and his wife in town years ago to spend the weekend with me and my wife. And by the end of the weekend, I was just like, yo, you sharp, you a good dude. I see it. I was like, but bro, you're not for us. I want to. I said, but the vision God has given you is bigger, and I will be holding you back. And do you know within 2 weeks, he got like a $50,000 contract working with a school and hit me and was in tears like, bro, thank you. Because had you took my offer, because he kind of felt a little rejected, but I can see, I know who got that CEO. I know who got that mindset. And I was like, bro, if you come with us, like, it's not, I'm going to be holding you back. So, yeah, this CEO thing is hard. And for those of y'all that's not CEOs, just be mindful of that leadership and that covering that you're going to be working for, because that can determine how far you go in life. Does that make sense? Like, people being mindful of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But why you not a the Crescent Chris ask is why you not a CEO yet? And hopefully the majority of y'all are saying, you know what, I'm not a CEO yet because I don't want to, or I'm working towards it. And you know what I'm saying, we go from there. Hey, watch this, y'all. Right now I'm the CEO. I might not be the CEO in the future. I might look up, I might have a chief operating officer of the Jeremy Anderson Group and a president of operations and a chief operating officer, and I'm just the owner. Don't play with it. I ain't come this far just to come this far. I ain't trying to work forever. I seen them E-Trade commercials with people on vacations that say, don't get mad, get E-Trade. I like it. They did what they had to do. Who said we had to work 40, 50 years for a company to only get 40% of our salary when we retire? Who said that? That is not God's will for my life. I'm trying to work so hard. I can drive my daughter to school. I can be a part of the PTA if I want to. I can do yoga and Thai at 3 o'clock. I can take my wife to lunch. I can volunteer, then pick my kids up from school. And I got to be in 2-3 meetings a week. Who said I can't live like that? Stop playing.
Come
Who said
on, I can't help come on.
Where I spent 6 months in Cape Town, South Africa, and 6 months in Atlanta. Who says I can't live like that? Who says I can't have a nanny travel around with my family that can tutor my kids? Like, who said that? I'm saying, and y'all might not want that. Y'all might want to do the work. I work hard to get to a point where I ain't got to work so doggone hard. I can read more books. I can be the best leader. I can be the best author. I can be the best CEO and the best owner. I just want to get to that next level. And so I'm going to share this with y'all in my last point and close this thing out. You might not want to be a CEO, like a chief executive officer, but every single person listening should be a CEO, a chief execution officer. What did I tell you I was going to start calling you, Ebony?
Execution Ebony.
I told Ebony a year ago, I said you a CEO, a chief execution officer. So you might not want to be a chief executive officer of a company. That's fine. But you can be the chief execution officer of your life. When you wake up every single day and you say, I will execute the mission I'm supposed to. I will execute the responsibility. I will execute my duties as a father. I will execute my duties as a wife. I will execute my duties as a mother. I will execute my duties whether I'm flipping burgers, whether I'm teaching Taekwondo, whether I'm baking, whether I'm making beats, whether I'm a financial analyst. Like, I'm going to be the chief execution officer of my life. You promote yourself. Right. You blow yourself up. Whether you want to start your own business or you help someone else's business grow, what are you bringing to the world? And I believe our world will be a better place. And we all gonna go to the next level when we all can be true CEOs of our life, chief execution officers. And when we do that, y'all, that's when we live our life on the next level, man.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
I'm on another level.